Pressure is growing on Australian universities to toughen up their academic standards in an effort to stamp out widespread cheating by students. Some of the country's most prestigious university institutions have had their reputations tarnished by revelations that hundreds of students have been buying essays and assignments from businesses. Now universities have banded together to set up a task force to find ways to take on the cheats and help restore damaged credibility. Nick Grimm reports.
The relationship works pretty much like this. Students learn and the universities earn. Education is one of Australia's biggest export industries, thanks to the nation's internationally recognised institutions, close proximity to Asia's booming middle class, and relatively abundant job opportunities here for graduates, all factors luring students from overseas to study in Australia. But the growth in the numbers of international students has been matched by an apparent boom in academic cheating, with the emergence of businesses specialising in helping students cheat their way through a uni degree. And while cheating is by no means isolated to international students, the language and cultural barriers they have to overcome make them a prime target for those offering a written essay in return for hard cash. Dr. Michael Spence is the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Sydney. He's speaking here to ABC Local Radio.
But of course, our tutors, the people who are working with students, know their work very well and can often smell a rat. If a student in class who can barely put a sentence together produces an eloquent piece of prose, that's got to raise a question at least.
Michael Spence has just been appointed to chair a new university task force on academic misconduct, set up in an effort to try to restore reputations dented by revelations of widespread cheating by students. A Fairfax investigation uncovered evidence of up to 1,000 students across 16 Australian universities who use the services of the Sydney-based MyMaster website to write their assignments and sit online tests. There's been criticism too that universities have been slow to crack down on the rorting of their own academic standards. But Dr. Spence says it's difficult to remain one step ahead of the cheats, especially as the entrepreneurs catering for them become more creative. As he told ABC News 24 today, fake medical certificates are also a growing problem.
These companies, you know, come and go. They're fly-by-night organisations. Yeah. You know, there is a bus stop in Broadway where you can buy a fake medical certificate if you're a student with ready cash. This is a really shady world.
Universities currently rely on anti-plagiarism software programs like one known as Turnitin to detect work that's not original. But it appears cheats are finding methods of eluding the text scanning software. Nevertheless, it's now being used by some of the worst affected institutions to identify and take action against students who use the MyMaster website. But they admit it could be months yet before they can identify all of the students involved. Shirley Alexander is the Deputy Vice-Chancellor of the University of Technology, Sydney.
We are going through in a very systematic way identifying these students. So of the 73 cases that were given to us by Fairfax, we've now got 73 identified. Either they used their real names and we were able to go and find their assignments, and or they used a fake name and we were able to use Turnitin to identify them. There's a further 10 cases where the only evidence we have are bank receipts, but according to our New South Wales privacy laws, we should not be allowed to use that to trace the names of the students, but we've written to the Privacy Commissioner asking for an exemption from that rule in the public interest. And we continue to investigate all of the other assignments.
And what action are you taking against those students?
There's a range of penalties. The lowest level of penalty would be a zero for the subject, and the highest range would be expulsion from the university. In the latter example, if this is a second case of cheating, it's an almost certain outcome.
Professor Shirley Alexander is the Deputy Vice-Chancellor of UTS. Nick Grimm with that report.